This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. House impeachment manager Jerry Nadler calls U.S. President Trump's argument that he cannot be impeached for abuse of power dangerous nonsense. Nadler, the head of the House Judiciary Committee, kicked off the second day of the Democrats' case of Mr. Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate Thursday, where the 100 senators will decide the president's guilt or innocence. More from VOA's Patsy Wadakaswar.
The Democrats claim that President Trump withheld military aid to Ukraine while asking its leader to announce an investigation of his political opponent, Joe Biden, and his son Hunter, is legally deficient and partisan, argues White House lead counsel Pat Cipollone.
The president has done absolutely nothing wrong, and that these articles of impeachment do not begin to approach the standard required by the Constitution, and in fact, they themselves will establish nothing beyond those articles.
House Democrats are detailing the Trump-Ukraine timeline in 3 days of opening arguments, trying to convince senators that what the president did amounts to an abuse of power and obstruction of congressional oversight, and he must be removed. On Saturday, Trump's legal team will begin their 3 days of opening arguments. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News at the White House.
Russian lawmakers have unanimously approved its first reading, a sweeping constitutional reform bill put forward by President Vladimir Putin. All 432 lawmakers present in the State Duma voted in favor of the bill Thursday, just 3 days after the amendments were presented to Parliament. The bill will then face a third reading, but with Parliament dominated by Kremlin-loyal lawmakers, it's unlikely to face much pushback. The Russian leader says that under the plan, more responsibilities will be given to Parliament and other state bodies while also maintaining a strong presidency. This is VOA News. As the number of reported coronavirus infections soared Thursday to 584 cases worldwide, the World Health Organization warned that the outbreak in China represents a high global risk. However, the WHO stopped short of declaring a public health emergency of international concern. Reuters' Zachary Goldman.
The World Health Organization on Thursday said it was too early to consider an international outbreak of a new virus to be a global emergency. Most public transport in the city of Wuhan, population 11 million, was suspended on Thursday and people were told not to leave. Later on Thursday, neighboring Huanggang, a city of 7 million people, announced a similar lockdown. Chinese health authorities say the newly identified coronavirus strain has infected hundreds and killed more than a dozen people. Patients have been identified in South Korea, Japan, and the United States. Airports across the globe have started screening travelers. While the WHO adopts a wait-and-see approach to the outbreak, health officials speaking in the World Economic Forum in Switzerland cautioned that while the illness appears to be less fatal than the recent SARS virus, it could be more contagious.
That's Reuters' Zachary Goldman. The International Court of Justice ordered Myanmar to take urgent measures to protect its Muslim Rohingya population from persecution and atrocities and preserve evidence of alleged crimes against them. Joe Davies.
Thursday's court ruling came after the mostly Muslim Gambia launched a lawsuit in November at the UN's highest body for disputes between states. It accused Myanmar of genocide against Rohingya in violation of a 1948 convention.
It is concluded on reasonable grounds that the Rohingya people remain at serious risk of genocide under the terms of the Genocide Convention.
More than 730,000 Rohingya fled Myanmar after a military-led crackdown in 2017.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies. The Trump administration will host Israeli representatives next week to discuss a path toward peace with the Palestinians. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The Trump administration plans to revisit the prospect of work on a peace plan between Israel and the Palestinians. In Jerusalem Thursday, Vice President Mike Pence announced,
President Trump asked me to extend an invitation to Prime Minister Netanyahu to come to the White House next week to discuss regional issues as well as the prospect of peace here in the Holy Land.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his chief political rival Benny Gantz will attend the meeting, but no Palestinian representatives will be present. Mike Gracia, Washington.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.